The Songhees Nation will hold its first community powwow in more than 2 decades to mark National Truth and Reconciliation Day next Friday. We are pleased to be hosting this important event to honor survivors and the children who died at residential schools, Chief Ron Sam said in a statement. It's an opportunity to come together in ceremony, to invite the larger community as has been our custom since time immemorial. While there is still more work to be done, we would like to take the day to gather together again in a day of unity and alliance. We hope all families will take this chance to join us and reflect on the importance of this day. Also known as Orange Shirt Day, National Truth and Reconciliation Day was declared a federal statutory holiday in 2021. The free event is being held at Royal Athletic Park in partnership with the City of Victoria. The gates open at 10 a.m. on September 30 and an opening ceremony will start at 11 a.m., followed by a grand entry at noon and intertribal dancers. Another grand entry will be held at 6 p.m., followed by dances. Capital Bike, meanwhile, will hold a reconciliation ride from Songhees Park to Royal Athletic Park to honor residential school survivors. Riders of all abilities and ages can assemble at 10 a.m. at Songhees Park, where Diane Sam of the Songhees First Nation will talk about the significance and history of land around Songhees Park. The 3.8 kilometers ride to Royal Athletic Park will coincide with the opening of the powwow. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.